Welcome to the Inspire Church podcast. We hope this message will equip and empower you to reach your God-given potential. Inspire Church is all about loving God, loving people, and inspiring our world. Visit inspirechurch.com.au for more information.
Uniqueness. Now, here's another aspect of this. David was this. He was a harpist, plus he was a warrior, a man of war. Contradiction. Could you just imagine the most roughest, toughest, bikey-looking bruiser comes in, sits with his leather jacket on and that kind of stuff, and then we, a couple minutes later, we see a chair coming here, and then he's up there playing a real sensitive melody on his harp. Do you know there's contradictions happening in your life? Contradictions. And with David, both were needed for David. And sometimes things that you're doing within your life doesn't make sense. How could he be a warrior and a harpist? You might say, how can I serve God and be an electrician? Or how can I serve God and be an accountant? Or how can I serve God and be a painter? Or how can I serve God and be a manager? It seems like there's contradictions in your life, but there's no contradictions in life because God has got you on a destiny path. Like Joseph, he had a dream that one day he'd be a ruler over Israel and his family. And circumstances took him off path. And he had contradictions. Is I thought my life would be going here. I thought I'd be doing this. But he found himself doing this. He sold as a slave and he was doing menial tasks. What were they? Sweeping floors, raking up leaves, sorting out papers. But 13 years later, he ended up in his destiny spot. I just want to encourage you, the gifts, talents, opportunities. Don't sit back and say, I don't want to do that. If they violate your morality or integrity, I understand that. But by and large, some people are not going to do that. But who knows, it could be something that's been put there by God to get you to where you need to go. Because something needs to be tweaked here because it'll help you over here. And who knows what you're doing now will come together and make your destiny more sustainable and a greater blessing in Jesus' name. You know, some people, I just want to be a singer. Sweep the floor. No, I just want to be a singer. You've got to learn to live with contradictions. Are you hearing me? Because God uses everything to get you to where you need to go in Jesus' name. Didn't mean to pick on a singer. Just want to be a preacher. Well, get on the door. No, I just want to stand in the pulpit. Hey, good luck to you. You gotta go on the journey, which seems like they look like contradictions, but lay hold of the opportunities in Jesus' name. Oh, sometimes things just don't make sense. But as you keep walking with God, the contradictions begin to make sense because you know that God is at work within your life. How can an artist be a company director? Hey, what about this one? A carpenter being the savior. There's a contradiction. I come to give life. I come to give my life as a ransom for many. And I come to be the savior of the world and be the healer. And I'm a carpenter. Now, Jesus learned to handle his contradictions and made it work. Come unto me, all you that are weary and heavy laden. Take my yoke upon you. In carpentry, he learned all about taking yokes. And in your situation, God's using it to give you understanding and training in the bigger aspects that he has for your life. Is this good today? What about me? I left school when I was 14 and a half. And I'm not saying that was a smart move. I think it was, actually. You know, people ask me, why did you leave school so early? I just knew everything. That's a joke. So my father said, you can leave school if you get a trade. So the only trade around Aubrey those days was a butcher. So I became a butcher. What a contradiction. I want to become a pastor. For 14 years I did that. And you might say, what did you learn? You annoy me and I'll show you. Yeah. I've got a cold room. Joking. And I used to think that the same, but I learned how to handle people. I learned how to manage. I can't believe that I did so well. Educated myself. I can't believe it. I got promotions. I used to get paid well. I used to get looked after well. And you just kind of think, how did that happen? You've got to learn to balance the contradictions within your life because they're all fitting into a bigger plan in Jesus' name. Are you hearing me today? Nothing should be beneath us. We should be willing. Yeah, if that's in my scope, it's in my time. If it's an opportunity, yep, I'm going to go forward in Jesus' name with the peace of God upon my life. Now, here's a point. Here's one. Creative accountant. He's a creative person and they're an accountant. In my thinking, that's a contradiction. Because you just kind of think that's a different mindset from numbers to music and all that kind of stuff. But it may seem like a contradiction, but God's got it handled. And you can go right through every kind of situation in your life and just think, oh man, contradictions. Let me take you on a journey. How come David, this is a question, how come David had the courage to go to Saul and ask to slay Goliath? How come he could do that? How come he had access to Saul? The reason why David had access to Saul, remember, someone was looking for a harpist and they found David, and David was born into Saul's room, and David would play his music when Saul was disturbed and tossing and turning, and this music used to soothe his soul. You see, David, because he laid hold of his opportunities, he found himself in a place of opportunity. And I never knew that David was playing music for Saul before he slew David, before David slew Goliath. David was playing music for Saul before that encounter with Goliath. You see, if David was just a warrior and just an ordinary soldier, there was thousands of them that would have no access to Saul. If he was just a harpist, he would have got killed in battle. It's really hard to kill someone with a harp. But your gift makes a way. You see, David found himself in the presence of Saul. And when this opportunity came for him to kill Goliath, because he just went down there to bring some food to his brothers. And he said, and Goliath began to bellow out, and David said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? And then the brother said, I'll go home. And then someone heard that David wanted to kill Goliath, so they took him to Saul. And Saul said to David, yeah, I don't think you can handle this. And Saul gave David his armor, but David said, no, it's unproven. He says, I'll just stick with what I've got. And Saul gave David permission to go to battle. I'm convinced of this. God will give you what you need. Am I in the right house today? You need to allow God to work through your uniqueness. You do not know what God's planning in your situation, in your work environment, as you have a God-centric attitude. If you have a God attitude, kingdom of God attitude, you'll be surprised what God is doing in your life to see destiny fulfilled in your lifetime and experience. You see, when I was at school, I was no good at maths. Who has those little problems as well? Just wasn't that good at maths. I can tell you what my last exam what my maths result was. Do you want to know? 4 out of 100. And you might say, are you running Inspire? And we've got our accountant here. How are our books, Joe? Fantastic. See, it's not over till it's over. You can educate yourself. I know how to count to 10 now. And sometimes we look at what we haven't got, and I can't do that because I haven't got, but you could grow in that area. If God's put something in your heart, I just want to encourage us. Come on, you are unique and God is working on your situation. Learn to embrace the situations and the circumstances and the opportunity and the gifts and the talents that God's placed before you. There was one person who couldn't speak well and they wanted to be a voice. So now they write blogs on social media. And they become a voice of clarity and encouragement. Man, we can look at what we are not, but we need to look at what we can do and what can be achieved through our lives. Make your uniqueness work for you. Oh, I've been hurt and wounded. Make your scars into stars. Can I suggest it? That you are custom made and your opportunities are custom made. Sometimes people think, oh man, I just can't do it. I just want to encourage every person here. Learn to back yourself with wisdom. Now, if you can't sing, don't think you're going to be a rock star. You need to go and talk to someone and get a path that you can go on. Are you hearing me? But in the reality of all of that, man, I just want to encourage us. Let's begin to work towards the destiny that God's placed within our hearts in Jesus' name. You are unique. Nothing wrong with failing, Megan, as long as you fail forward. And the final point is this, as I bring this to a close today, is we've talked about diligence. We understand that. We've talked about excellence, bringing your best. What you are is God's gift to you. What you become is your gift to God. So it's unpacking what God's placed in your life. Your uniqueness. And may I suggest maybe some of us, your weirdness. Hello, your weirdness. My wife says to me sometimes, John, you're a little bit weird. Not as in strange weird, but everyone's got the little quirks. You know, I never stop. You might say, why are you so skinny? I just never stop. Even when I'm standing still, I'm always thinking. That's just who I am. And that can be very annoying to my wife sometimes because she's trying to talk to me and I'm... But you got to learn how to handle those things. Don't make excuses for your bad weirdness. But each one of us is unique in our own special way. You got gifts, talents, and temperaments that are just so unique. Let's use them for the good. The last point is this, and it won't take long, is experience. Diligence, excellence, uniqueness, experience. Each one of us has experiences. And the things that you've been through and the things that you've done all add to the growth and development of your gifting. You look here in verse 18, it talks about David, that he played the harp well, he can fight, he's a man of valor, he's courageous, he's a good speaker, and God's with him. Someone had seen and observed, and David knew the experiences that he'd been through. All of us has got experiences, and we gain experience. I've gained experience in retail. I've gained experience in being married as a husband, as a father, now as a grandfather. I've gained experience in my work, in communication and dealing with people. I gain experience in building things. We're all gaining experience. But I tell you, if you just keep making the most of your opportunity, listen to me, someone will see it. Your gifting makes way for you and opens doors. That's why we've got to be diligent. That's why we carry a spirit of excellence. That's why we carry our uniqueness. And that's why we understand that everything we're doing, there's a trail of experience that around you. Some see, someone watches. And it places you well in life. Experience. If you could just look back over your life and some of the experiences you've gained, and you're just thinking, some of the people you met, you just think, oh man, it's just coincidence. I don't believe there's any coincidence. I believe it's all God appointments. And as you look at you now and as you look at your future, you'll be amazed where God takes you. All I started off in my trade was I used to clean grease traps out. Arrive 7 in the morning, clean the stinking grease traps out. Then I'd have to light the fire because things were different those days, to make the water hot and all that kind of stuff. And I just did what they told me to: sweep the floor, wash the floor, do this. And I just kept doing it and taking it more. Then they saw that I was diligent, man, and I got out of that, got good at that, got promoted to this, got promoted to that. It's not where you start. You got to go on the journey. Don't think, oh man, I don't want to do that. You got to realize there's gifts, talents, destiny, opportunities. And I want to encourage us as a church, don't let opportunities go by. If it fits you and you know it's part of you, don't let the lazy man speak. Don't let the person that says, ah, no, I just want to do my thing, don't let them speak. Find the peace of God in it. If it's in your field, I want to encourage you, embrace opportunities in the day of opportunities, because it's part of your destiny journey in Jesus' name. Am I in the right house today? So my words of wisdom is this: you just keep serving in the house. And I want to encourage today, you know, let's be good servers in the house. Let's be connected to the house. Let's find relationship in the house. Because I believe that everything that happens here will enhance you in your workplace, will enhance you in your family, in your social areas. This is not just a Sunday gig. This is lifestyle, that we speak to your Mondays, your Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And when we proclaim the good news from here, it's not only to help you today, it's to help you tomorrow and every day of your life, and for you to reach your destiny in Jesus' name. So practice, be your best. It will stand you good. You'll be amazed the doors that open. Prepare yourself, get experience, trust God, you hearing me? Make your plans, but be flexible for the bigger plan. And I just thank God that some of my plans did not turn out, that God had a bigger plan. Be flexible in Jesus' name. I think there's no disappointments, it's just reappointments. Every challenge presents a new opportunity. You can begin to live by kind of principles that are going to help you and not be stuck as in, oh well, it's all over. No, it's not over. It's never over, because we are growing our gift. We're growing our character. We're growing who we are. Oh, what a great day to be alive in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to this life-transforming message. For service times, upcoming events, or to find out more about Inspire Church, log on to inspirechurch.com.au.